And let's hear next from a voice that many of us have missed lately. A couple of years ago, commentator Leroy Sievers introduced himself to Morning Edition listeners by telling us that his doctor was trying to kill him. Sievers had been diagnosed with a brain tumor a few years after he survived cancer of the colon. Ever since then, Sievers has kept listeners and more than a few readers of his blog informed and at times entertained with a discussion of his illness. His recent absence is part of the story.
I've been away from Morning Edition for a while, 6 months or so. After 2 years, my cancer decided to get serious. It attacked my spine. For those first 2 years, I was able to hold on to a fairly normal lifestyle. Even when chemo made me sick or procedures made me sore, I could still do most of the things I had always done. That changed when I had to have major surgery. The doctors removed a vertebra that had been attacked by the cancer and replaced it with an artificial one. 9 hours on the operating table caused a stroke that affected my vision in one eye, and I got a staph infection during the operation too, which almost killed me. So the doctors had to do spinal surgery all over again to clean out the infection. I was home recovering when the cancer struck at my spine again. This time, I fell, and like that old commercial said, I couldn't get up. So, spinal surgery for the third time. Now I'm home again, going through rehab and radiation, so I can get around without a walker sometime soon. It's been rough. I feel pretty beat up. I've had some tough times before, but this has been different. For the first time, the cancer has truly changed my life. I probably won't drive again. I won't be able to be as active as I was. And to be honest, it makes me mad. We've hit the cancer with chemo, with radiation, heat, cold, hot glue, and surgery, and it still keeps coming back. I know that in the end, it will most likely get me. But at least I know that I've made it work, and there's some satisfaction in that.
And also some satisfaction in finding Leroy Sievers' blogs and podcasts about his experience. You can find them on our website and also follow his story, as well as share your own at npr.org/mycancer.